Most sexual assaults go unreported. At Sarnco, we believe, empower, and advocate for all survivors. If you or someone you know has been sexually assaulted and needs support, call 844-644-6435. 844-644-6435. At Sarnco, we're here for you.
Yo, Scott, give me some tests.
All right, let me try this thing real quick. Watch this. You ready?
The Zooto Show.
Worst of the week podcast.
You're the worst.
You're the worst.
You're the worst.
You are the worst. Hey!
You are the worst of the week.
Hey, shut up with the noise.
Hey, shut up with the shut up.
You shut up with the shut up.
Shut up in your face.
It's the Rizzuto Show's Worst of the Week.
Oh, hell yeah. It is the Worst of the Week. What the hell's going on? It's Patrico. It's King Scott.
Hola.
This week for me has just been full of shit. I don't know why. It just has. Just a shitty week.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been... I feel very fortunate on me. Physically, everything's fine. But, it's been one of those weeks where there's been a few bad reports, you know, of friends being sick or this or that, hospital visits and all that.
It's just a fucking bummer of a week, man. I don't know what it
is.
I'm sorry. I think a lot of things kind of built up to it. But, like... We found out one of the Team Riz members passed away, which is a bummer,
man.
And it's just one of those weeks, man, where every time you're like, this week I'm good, this week's gonna be great, and then all of a sudden it's like, nope, we're gonna shit directly onto the top of your head, and it's gonna be a real wet shit. So it's just gonna fall into your eyes and in your beard and in your mustache.
That's my favorite kind, where it does all that, and then you think, well, it kind of dripped off, it's clean now, and then you find later on today a peanut in your eyebrow.
And then it goes in your eyes. Yeah. It goes into your eyes, and then you have pink eye. That's what kind of week this week is. Coming in hot right off the bat, Scott. Yeah. Sorry about that. I think maybe it has something to do with the fact that I have a new tattoo that I didn't get to choose.
It looks good on you, though.
It looks ridiculous. It looks so realistic.
Yeah.
So myself and Riz went out to the Ink Spot in Troy, Missouri, and one of the most talented artists in the St. Louis area, Nicole from the Ink Spot, she did our nipple tattoos. And it's great when I first hit her up, because that's my artist. She's done 75% of the work on my body. And that sounds way sexier than it should.
Wow.
So when I first reached out to her, I said, hey, myself and Riz, we're looking to get nipple tattoos. And she responded back, tattoos on your nipples. And I said, no, tattoos of nipples. And she said, okay, where? And I said, don't know yet. And she said, why? And so then you go and you explain everything. And she listens to the show, so she gets it, you know. She understood. Then when we showed up, I go, hey, I sent you the picture of the nipple. And she goes, it's got to be a specific nipple? I'm like, yeah, it has to be a specific nipple. And it blew her mind that all four of us are going to have essentially the same nipple on our legs or body.
Yeah.
I got mine on my hip. And to be honest with you, I think it was the best decision I've ever made. Because immediately Riz is already talking about what's he going to do to cover it up, and he's got to build around it, and then he's going to do this. With me, I don't give a shit. It's there. It's gone. It's out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, I can't wait to tell your kids. You know the best decision your dad ever made?
Not fathering children.
Oh.
Not signing a contract. It was putting a nipple tattoo on my leg. It was making my thigh look like a titty. That was the best decision ever made, kiddos.
She cut my tattoo like a boob.
She cut my tattoo like a boob. She did, though. I mean, she truly did. And then we did the slow motion jiggle, too, which was awesome.
Oh, man.
So Riz got his kind of in the same spot that you got yours, like the inner bicep.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you had mentioned before that you might be thinking about getting yours covered up. That's still on the table?
I don't know. I mean, again, I just have to see how it is. And if you guys keep yours for a while, then I may keep mine, you know. If it's legit bro tattoo, it's kind of fun. But if not, if everyone goes out immediately and they're like, hey, I'm removing this today, then.
Well, we got to keep it for a year.
Yeah.
It's got to be untouched for a year. Now, you could build around it, I guess. We didn't specify that, and Riz said he's already going to build around his. But I know you don't want to.
I may do a full sleeve of nipples.
I wouldn't be surprised if all of a sudden you came in with full sleeve of nips. I wouldn't. I really wouldn't be surprised. And I'm sidetracking right here. I'm making a right turn, but I see you're already doodling. Is this because not only did you forget to doodle last week, but you also forgot to doodle over the weekend, even though all of us called you out on it.
Yeah.
So you're already doodling?
I'm doodling just ahead of time to get it done. You know.
Did we give away the last doodle that we had?
Yeah.
So that's gone.
Yeah.
We gave that away last week. You just didn't doodle.
Yeah, the Mr. Clownvis one.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. So this is a new doodle that we'll be giving away. And if you're just tuning in, you're just finding this podcast, we give away King Scott's worst doodle because he said he tends to like just like when Donnie's in here and when we're talking about stuff, I just see him going. I'm like, what are you doing? And I found out like week three or four of this podcast, you doodle to keep your brain going.
Yeah.
And I said, we should give these away. So he doodles. We give it away. We put it in a prize pack, and then you can win. All you have to do is go to our socials, and once we post a picture of it, you just share it, and you like it, and you love us, and then that's that.
Yeah,
simple as
us.
That. This week, you know what we should do? This doodle, if you really want to win this doodle, I need you to not only share it, but share it with the comment, retweet with comment, and tag three people that don't follow our Twitter
Ooh.
Handle. That's what needs to happen.
Okay.
And I'll find out. Somehow. I did have a question for you, and somebody actually asked this. One of my buddies who I've known for years asked me about your a wedding, which, if you don't know, King Scott is engaged now.
Mm-hmm.
The wedding, we don't have a date yet. Do we have an idea, a general idea of when we're going to do things?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be most likely the very end of March.
Okay, so the end of March is what we're thinking. The question that I have for you is, what are we going to do appearance-wise for this wedding?
Like tuxedos?
I mean, clearly, obviously, the hair is going to stay. That's your thing.
Yeah.
She knows that's your thing. I'm talking more or less facial hair. Are we baby boxing it at the wedding?
Possibly.
Or is it going to be just kind of what's there is what's there?
Yeah, what's there is there.
Okay. What are we doing for dress code? Are we doing fancy suit? Are we doing tux? Are we doing dress pants and a sports coat, or is that again something that we just don't know?
She really wants her bridesmaids to match her because she's going to wear her mom's dress, which was a nice camouflage wedding dress. So I'm going to
why can't you be serious for 13 seconds?
Okay, she is not.
That's all the time I want from you. It's 13 seconds of seriousness.
I was just picturing her in a camo. It's great.
you can't see her.
No, I can't.
Never Where's mind. My it's bride? A... Where Shit, there's my bride's head.
Ah, there's a voice from over in the bush. No, we haven't really, we've thrown around some ideas. We're like, man, we don't want people to spend a fortune.
Right.
And I, you know, it'd be cool if I could afford to pay for everyone's stuff, but right now I can't. So, I'll probably myself try to get a tuxedo or something close to it and just or do the thing where it's like, hey, everyone, let's get a cheap jacket from H&M and we all have to wear nice jeans and match in the jacket and just make it cool and easy and cheap and save money.
Piece of advice, whatever she wants to do that.
Of course. Yeah.
Whatever she wants to do that.
Because she's really good at this stuff too.
You know, and I know, even though this is, again, you know, you're new to the wedding game and all this stuff, DJing with me enough, you know that this is something that is not for you.
Yeah. I've noticed too, because every time we were in a meeting, you know, about songs playing or anything, the guy just sits there and you can see his face. He's kind of like, I shouldn't even be here.
Yep.
This is all her.
Yep. Yep. All right. That's what you hear. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. I love songs. Not that one I meant.
Also, another question I have for you. Have we found out if this is going to be a dry wedding or not?
Most likely, no. What we plan on doing is at least we may not have an open bar.
Yeah.
But we'll have something available.
Okay, so I think that's what people were. That's what we were worrying about. Is we don't care about open bar or cash bar. It was originally we kind of thought like this was going to be a dry wedding, like booze is not allowed.
No, I think I don't know. Yeah, we haven't quite honed it down yet, but I think it's going to be fun. So we'll allow folks to be more comfortable if they're comfortable with that.
So we were talking yesterday off the air. And I kind of came up with an idea. So King Scott, and I don't know, maybe some people don't know this, but you are a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
That means you have not done that.
Yeah.
So what I said was this. Come up with some questions. I want some questions from you, and I want you to then ask me whatever it may be. And I will try my best to answer those questions about sex. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. So I guess we could say these are sex questions with King Scott. So go ahead. I'm waiting.
All
I think we need a different. We need something fun here.
Yeah, can we just do a little bit of a?
We need something fun.
I need some
fun.
Bass. A little.
I know. I don't really.
Nice
know.
Saxophone. Oh yeah. Whew. Slow down a second, boy.
All right.
Alrighty. So how nervous can one expect to be when the act is about to take place for the first time?
Okay, and by the way, I asked you when I full disclosure here, I said you can make them silly, you can make them serious, you can and you could have, you know, legit questions or just off the wall dumb questions.
Yeah.
How nervous is one?
Yeah, so was it like for you the very first time you were about to
you guys are going to get to know me a little bit better.
Yeah, before, you know, you're performing your masterpiece. You're about to hop in there and get on stage. What was how are you feeling on that?
So first off, I had no idea it was going to happen.
Okay.
It was after Webster Groves homecoming.
So was there, were you influenced?
No.
Okay, cool.
No.
Okay, that's good to know.
So I was 14 or 15 years old,
mm-hmm.
and it was after a homecoming dance, and we were at an after party. And we went downstairs. The party was upstairs. We went downstairs into the theater room, and I was sitting on a gaming chair, one of those, like, it looks like a J, gaming chair, and
yeah.
I was sitting there. And We were making out and we were having a good, great, grand old time. And I remember she said, "Do you want to do it?" And full disclosure here, man, it sounds so weird saying this into a microphone, okay? Full disclosure here, I thought she was talking about a beach. I thought she was talking about that. And I was like, and I went, "Hell yeah." I said, "Hell yeah." And she went, "All right." And she unzipped, she pulled out. And then she lifted up her dress and bloop, right there. And I went, oh my God. Like, my brain shut down. My head exploded. Not that way, Scott. Stop thinking that. But I couldn't believe it. And so the only real answer I can give you is the 10 seconds between her standing up and lifting her dress up and it clicking in my brain that this is about what to happen. It wasn't nerves. It was a, holy shit, this is going down.
Wow. So you didn't really care.
I didn't have time to.
Okay, okay.
Like, I didn't have, it wasn't a plan. There wasn't this big to-do. Man. There wasn't anything that, like, was made an event of it. It just happened.
So you're saying, like, the bungee jump. You know, you're on the edge of the bridge. You don't think about it. You just know that the cord's going to work, and you're going to go.
But that almost is a bad example because you know that you're going bungee jumping.
Yeah, but you know how, like, this, like, you know you are, but you're prepared, you got the safety, but a lot of times you start thinking about it, like, what happens now? You'll never jump. But it's the same thing I used to do BMX, and whenever you have those giant, you know, jumps you'd be hitting, you'd have to, you just don't think about it, you just, you're sitting there and you don't even fathom the idea of what could happen if you miss the jump or you hit the double too early and it, you know, you just destroy yourself on it.
Yeah,
so you
I guess,
just
I mean, the bungee jump is a pretty, now that I think about it a few seconds, the bungee jump is a cool example because you know bungee jumping, you know you're going to go up there and jump off there.
Yeah.
You know that's going to happen. But the more you stand up there and look down, you're going, man, this is the scariest thing in my entire life. And then if you just go up there and you go, "That guys, I know I'm bungee jumping. What I want you to do is I literally, when I get up there, I just want you to shove me."
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
It's
that's
like bungee jumping. The sooner you do it, the sooner you get to go up and down over and over again.
Very true, Scott. Okay. That was a great point.
Thank
All right,
you.
Next question.
All right. Now on to something more serious. Do you have music whenever you're performing? Or, like, if so, is it just Teddy Pendergrass or are you allowed other kind of music?
So I have with music before, yes, and without music. Primarily, 9 times out of 10, it's without music. Because for me, like, when it's music, that means it's planned. And when it's planned, there's, like, way more, like, task. It feels like a task instead of something that's just spontaneous, like, hey, we're all horned up. Let's just go.
Okay.
And I know some people are like, oh, let's just put on music. Boop, let's play. All right, cool. Or Alexa, play my sex jams and let's do this. For me, it literally is like, hey, this is happening. Let's roll. Let's just go.
I don't want to
go.
Slow it down.
I don't want to go, hey, all right, let me find a good Spotify playlist. Mm-hmm. Let me type in Boner Jams 8. All right, cool.
Here's
here
Willie
we
Nelson
go. You know,
on
like
the road again.
I just want to roll with it. You know, I just want it to happen. I just want it to flow.
All right. So, how do you keep from laughing when the honking noise happens when you squeeze a woman's breast during the act?
Scott, I don't know if you know this or not, but that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. That's not real, Scott.
No.
Yeah, that's not real.
Okay. Okay. And have you ever perform this at a family's house, like if you're on a vacation or you went somewhere for Christmas or anything like that, or even a destination place.
Yes.
Okay. And you think that's pretty normal?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. It's a little weird at first, but I think, you know, you've been together with somebody for 10 years.
Yeah.
I think that it's okay. I think that it's acceptable. People know that you're going to do that there. You know, once you have two kids, people know that those kids just didn't get, you know, dropped off on your doorstep at midnight.
Yeah, the stork didn't.
Yeah.
All right, well.
So that's all you got?
Yeah, that's
all right, man,
questions.
I like that.
Awesome.
I like it.
Thank you.
I really
do like
it. I
may have more for you if we keep doing this.
Okay, I think all we will. I think we definitely will. I enjoyed that, and I hope other people did as well.
And now, 60 seconds with King Scott.
What'd you learn? Go.
Okay, well, dadgummit, I learned that, yes, indeed, it is like bungee jumping. You sometimes need to just go for it and not put too much thought into it. Because if you put too much thought into it, then you're going to spend time on Spotify trying to find the right song to play, and that will probably decrease the mood. And then, you know, you can't get to the great moment that you're excited for, and, you know, you don't want to waste that because... you know, that's a bummer thing to miss out on, especially for me, who's been waiting for 855 years. Yeah, so I'll not really have a song prepared. I thought the song was in there.
No, 30
then,
seconds.
Another thing I realize is that sometimes you don't know if you're going to be nervous or not. And the best thing is just to be ready when it's there. And, you know, hopefully everything's working great and you could just go right into full action. You know,
yeah.
Like a soldier is ready for war, you got to be ready. And so... You can't be nervous. You just got to perform at your finest, and I think that's what you need to do.
I just was sitting here thinking while you were talking, you're at such a disadvantage, dude. Because, like, for me, it was at the middle of it was at the party downstairs. I was 15, fucking clueless, and it just happened. This is almost, this is a terrible example. This is almost like knowing the date and how you're going to die. You know what I'm saying, though? Like, if you knew the date and how you were going to die, you would think about that every day until it happened. That's what's happening with you right now. Because whenever that day of the wedding is, I would assume that's the day that it's going to happen. Yeah. And all of St. Louis is cheering you on. Just think, when you're in that bed, all of St. Louis is right around your bed going, Scott, Scott,
dude, that means
Scott,
a lot.
Scott.
It means a lot to have you guys there with me.
Well, you don't know this, but we plan on going.
All right.
We will be there. Jeff plans on pushing.
Well, good. I need coaching. I need help. Someone to massage my back the whole nine yards. Yeah, you know what
I just broke myself.
The toughest thing is this is honestly now probably in the marathon race I've had, this last little bit is the hardest now because no pun intended there. It is just because all I hear about is sex, sex, sex. Everyone asks me that. And wow, is it not the forefront of the mind now?
So it's like, and what's kind of crazy is that it's almost taken away from your wedding. Like, people know that you're getting married, but they're like, wow, he's getting married. He's finally going to have sex.
It's like you
can't do one or, you know, you can't have A or B. It's always A and B.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I'm excited for your wedding.
Thank you. Me too.
And I'm excited for you to have sex.
I have a white wedding. No shotguns involved.
No, absolutely not. I will tell you this. And by the way, bring more questions next week because I love it.
Okay.
Bring more questions next week. We just got to talking about nipple tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
It's finally nice to be able to put part of that real or fake punishment away. Now, I know Jeff Burton, he's got, you know, his nipple tattoo to get, but three of the four people have got it. I'm almost looking forward to 2020 just so I don't have to listen to the fucking conversations about the real or fake full Jumanji punishment. I'm done with it. Now, I know Moon was given the option and then not given the option and then given the option and then the buyout and then the reprieve and then the non-reprieve. Basically, Riz said this. Dude, you answer 2, 3, and 5 questions correct after you do the hot chocolate challenge, and we'll give you one full shave. And this was leading up to his daughter's wedding. His daughter has since been married, over, wedding is finished. Yeah. In my eyes, that is now off the table. We still decided to offer it to Moon.
Yeah.
He got lit up on social media. People destroyed him. We did a poll. The poll said that, yes, he should be able to do it. He said he is going to decline because the terrorists have won. Which that is the wah, 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 wah. And I'm not just saying from Moon. I'm saying from everybody.
Yeah.
All the crybabies that had something to say about this punishment, that said that this affected their life, the one person that said they weren't going to listen anymore, all the way to Moon saying, and which I did not agree with, and I didn't actually appreciate, the fact that this company told me I was not allowed to walk from the station to my home. The company said that. I was full ready to go. The company said, no, but you can walk from studio to studio. So I said, okay, and I did it without bitching.
Yeah.
I did it. That was almost over 100 pounds ago.
And if you recall, one of the reasons that one was extremely difficult was you had a surgery just 2 months prior to that.
2 months prior.
Very dangerous, potentially a very dangerous thing you did.
Yeah. But I did it, and I didn't bitch about it. Wow. And I didn't try and get out of it.
Yeah, that one might be the scariest one just because of your health at the time.
Because it's a punishment, and it's not supposed to be fun. He keeps saying, this ain't fun anymore. It's not supposed to be. And I know I said it as a joke, but I also meant it. This is a punishment, not a fucking punishment, okay?
I love that word, punishment.
This is a punishment, not a punishment.
We should start doing punishments, though.
And just think about this. I feel terrible for the man. I do. It sucks. This is one I did not want to lose, but he lost. And does it suck even more, the fact that he's about to be full Jumanji Spider-Man? Yeah. Is it hilarious? Oh, hell
yes,
yeah.
Yes, it is. But I think I made a mistake, and I want to apologize to everyone, because I had, you know, that awakening of senses where it's like, wow. At first, I was totally against him having the ability to shave anything.
Uh-huh.
And then I realized, holy cow, he's still got to grow back out. This is a one-time shave.
Yeah.
So if he does it, it's still going back out. It's not a big deal. But what's awesome is now we're adding to the punishment the hot Choco challenge, and he has to do the game. So this is an amazing opportunity where he gets more punishment. And I shouldn't have said that on air, because as soon as I did, he's like, I don't want to do it now.
Yeah.
Terrorists of One. And I'm like, dadgummit, that was me.
That bothers me that he's the Terrorists of One, because we don't listen to terrorists here. This is America, and this is the Riz Show. We don't listen to terrorists.
Yeah.
We do what we want, goddammit.
Yeah, we, you know.
You want to eat that chocolate? You eat that chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Man.
I still think it would have been hilarious that, fine, you get one shave, but it's got to be everything. Literally everything, from head to the tips of your toes.
Oh, gosh.
Got to get rid
of it. Well, the other one was what? You get to shave something, but you only have, so like 60 seconds.
60 seconds and your non-dominant hand. or a full 2 minutes, but I get to do it.
Oh, dude.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's one of those things where I'm just glad it's over now.
Yeah, me too.
It's over. Listen, it's off the table. There is going to be no. Let me do this, and I can get out. No, you're in. We have decided it is locked in. There is no more outs. There are no more buyouts. Man. No reprieves. This is it. You're serving the punishment.
And the good news is, he and I had the same picks this week.
Yeah, so you're safe.
You had a different one, right?
I can't remember. So Riz separate. Is on Lock Island.
Okay, so so we're safe, and it's great.
Yeah, we're all safe. Man, just absolutely drives me insane when it comes down to that stuff, though, man. It really truly does, and I hate it.
He'll start appreciating it soon.
Let's go ahead and talk about something fun, and that's my old man, John Patrico, and the Craigslist Freak of the Week. We've got a playoff round that's happening right now. This is the last quarterfinal round of the Craigslist Freak of the Week. After this week, we then go and we revisit three ads that have won their original round but lost their playoff round. They are coming back.
Yeah.
And one from the following week, one from the week after that, will then be thrown back into the tournament. And then it's the semifinals. We are that close to the end of the year already.
It's brutal.
Having my old man come in and read the ads, great, awesome, perfect. Having him come in and play these games is the best, dude. The absolute best. I love it. And I don't know if you noticed this today, Scott, but I keep pushing him to sing louder and sing the songs. And I tell him, like, hey, man, this is for you. This is for you to help figure out how to put the songs together. But, dude, it is the best when he starts jamming.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I love, like, and now, too, since he's done this, and I know it's taken away a little bit from what you're talking about, but in between, when we're coming back from a break, we'll have the songs playing and the beds playing, and he's starting to dance now.
Oh, yeah,
he's coming in. He's, like, getting way into this, all because he's, like, for whatever reason, he's feeling great about singing, and it's awesome. Not a bad voice.
He doesn't have a terrible voice, that's for sure, but I will say this. He loves to play the victim, because when I was at the house yesterday picking up my kids, he did the whole, I'm not doing this game. I don't like it. I'm not going to do it. I don't like it. And my mom's just behind him going, he loves it. He loves it. He absolutely loves it. He absolutely loves it.
I can tell he does.
Yeah. And unfortunately, we can't play the game on this podcast. I would love to replay it for you, but we can't because of music. But the YouTube video will be up, if not by the end of today, then tomorrow. So check that out. Make sure you watch that. Absolutely hysterical.
And let me also stress that, again, this week, it's been, I think, twice this week and once last week. But yeah, there will be a segment in the main podcast from today that is, and it's the one with John playing the game, and it's going to be chopped up like crazy. So you're not going to hear any of the real songs, but you still get to hear him singing.
Yeah.
But if you're wondering why it's skipping around, that's why. So when a video comes out, check out our, you know, keep an eye on our Twitter and all that stuff. You'll see the YouTube video, which has
it sucks. We wish we can get around it, but there's literally nothing we can do. Yeah. Our hands are tied. We can do absolutely nothing about it, unfortunately. And it sucks, and we're sorry. But that's just how things go. I want to talk real briefly about Eat and Treat. A lot of stuff going on at Eat and Treat for you to take advantage of on Saturday. You show up. I think it's $5 cash to get in. I think it might even be 7 day of. Regardless, bring a $10 bill because it all goes to Kids Rock Cancer, which is an awesome organization.
Yes.
You get entertainment. So live wrestling from Glory Pro Wrestling and Dynamo Pro Wrestling. You've got Moon and the Teenage Dirtbags doing a family-friendly set. Myself, I'm DJing a kids' dance party. They're going to have the bounce houses. They're going to have the face painting. A bunch of vendors are going to have candy. We're going to have a photo booth where you can get a picture with the entire show. There are tons of things going on. They even just incorporated a raffle for you to get an in-studio visit, you and your entire family.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
So it's awesome. It's just and Scott, you've been there for the past couple of years. It's just a cool ass event.
It really is. It's awesome because it's one of those. It's a safe place, and your kids can actually have fun and laugh and just enjoy it. And there's so it's a big area.
Yeah, and don't forget, there's the food trucks too.
Yeah, and there's
delicious food that's coming out of there.
It's pretty
as
endless,
well.
And it's really fun, and the kids get a kick out of it, man.
Yeah.
Especially with the wrestling and the music. It's a great time.
Yeah, it's an absolute blast.
And hanging out with us.
What are you doodling over there?
Oh, no big deal. Just some thoughts from Fandango, I think, because he was standing there, so I drew Fandango, and I'm just picturing thoughts he's having.
Okay.
So.
Wow, let me see that. Holy shit, man. You can draw.
Thank you.
Like, that's really good. Will I ever get a cat, okay? Fitting mask has the word ask in it.
Because you have to ask who's behind the mask.
Are they real? Not if they are drawn. Wow, you're a fucking disaster. Well, here you go, man. Thank you.
This is
what
he's thinking.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you what. I know what I'm thinking, and I'm thinking I want to do the isolated clips of the week before we have Donnie do some raging.
Okay.
So you, throughout the week, find clips.
Mm-hmm.
We play them. And you told me before we got started today that there is a clip in here that you want me to guess. There's the game.
Yeah.
And it's the last one you said?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't have to worry about doing this as far as... starting and stopping a whole lot.
No, there's a lot of start. I mean,
okay.
Sorry.
All right, cool. Here we go.
So many rules of being a human.
That is true. There are very many rules. And that is. I guarantee you, that's the punishment. Is that conversation about the punishment?
Yeah.
Of course it is.
It's filling. I love the flavor.
Oh, boy. Nope. Sure he doesn't want that. That is one thing he doesn't want.
No, the hot one's actually hot.
Like, wait, the hot one's actually hot?
Yeah. It's a great statement.
Oh, we're talking about Taco Bell.
Yeah, because he's talking about the actual label hot.
Yeah, the hot one's actually hot. Like, if it starts to rain this afternoon, they're going to go, we're moving it. Did I say it starts to rain?
If it's actually hot.
Like, if it starts to rain this afternoon, they're going to go, we're moving it. Well,
that's
I just
a terrible day for weather. Man.
I just want to let you know that it did start to rain, and they did move the game until tonight. So, just saying.
Ugh.
Is this this is the last clip here?
Let me see here.
My thing didn't work, and it's down.
No.
My thing didn't work, and it's down, okay? That was talking about this morning, about my truck.
Yes.
The speedometer just shooting
just
craps, and just bye-bye.
Bummer.
Oh, dude, it sucks. I got to leave directly from here, and that's why this podcast is probably going to be pretty fucking quick, because I got to leave from here to see if they could save my truck and not cost me $8,000.
Oh,
all right, so this is the last clip, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah.
So, listen, I do rape.
So you got to say, what word... were you going to say there?
Listen, I do rape. It sounds like I want to say, it sounds like I'm saying rape. I'm going to let's do it again. So, I listen, I do radio. Do you know?
Yeah.
What do I say?
Radio.
Ah.
I do radio.
So, I do radio. Yeah, Scott, I don't like that. I don't like that, okay? I don't want you to do that anymore.
No, you don't like
don't
that
Don't do
game?
That. Don't do that.
That was a fun game.
Don't make me sound terrible like that. I don't like it. I don't like it.
It is terrifying, isn't it?
I don't like that
Moon,
one
you
should
have seen Moon's face in here, too. He's like, I don't know what he's saying.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that one bit. All right, dude, go get Donnie, and let's do this
All
rage
right,
thing.
Let's get it going.
Hi, my name is Angela from Imperial, Missouri.
Dial up the Worst of the Week podcast with Puff Trico and King Scott.
Angela's one of our favorite listeners. Oh, thank you for saying that you love me and King Scott.
She's so sweet.
We really, really appreciate
she's
it.
She's an angel.
She is love. An angel. Truly is an angel. Joined in studio by Donnie Fandango. Hi, buddy.
I'm going to the Blues game tonight, and I don't remember what I did with my tickets. Actually, we're recording this. I just screwed it up, buddy. I'm sorry.
Why? When are you going to the game?
I'm going to the game tonight because we're
it doesn't matter. It's Thursday.
Okay,
we don't
great.
Care.
All right, great. It's
yeah,
Thursday, so I'm going to the game tonight, and I don't fucking remember what I did with the tickets.
I'm going too.
I don't remember what I did with the tickets.
That's weird. He's going to the game now, and you don't know where the tickets are.
Oh, yeah, that's true. What
that.
Happened?
Weird.
What happened?
So
oh,
weird.
Shit. My bad, Donnie. Are you going with work tickets?
No. It's all the Ronald McDonald House was very nice to hook up me and my family and,
well, that's awesome.
And send us to the game. And I'm pretty sure I know where I put them. You
yeah.
know, like I'm a good solid 80%.
Uh-huh.
But not 100. And man, it's dude, it's in my
Mine's
head.
Mine's on
now.
My phone. They're not on your phone anymore?
No, these were
they're
were,
actual hard
they
tickets.
They were hard tickets that were given
nice.
To me. So dude, so I've got that going on in my head. I'm doing this Jack White interview tomorrow afternoon,
wow.
which I'm so excited about.
That's awesome, dude.
But I'm putting together the interview as we speak because
mm-hmm.
I have to send the questions
right.
to management to get approval.
Yeah.
And so, like, dude, I'm in my head about multiple things at the same time. Like, nothing in a bad way, like, bad at all. But
and then
just
we throw
lot.
This on top of you, this dumbass podcast.
Oh, no, dude, this is fun. I don't mean that at all. It's just, like, my head is
just
split.
Did you hear me say he hates you, Scott?
Yeah.
My head is just split in different directions right now. That's all. It's
but
all good.
Do you think that you can get it together and rage a little bit?
Hell yeah, man.
All right,
let's go.
Do this.
The Rizzuto Show on 105.7 The Point.
Now might be a really good time for you to get angry.
I'm always angry.
Fucking assholes!
By now, you know how this works. You may not be able to rage, but Donnie Fandango, he can rage for you. So all you have to do is hit us up. You can hit us up on social media, RIZZWOW, on the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram, or just shoot us an email, wow@1057thepoint.com, and let Donnie Fandango rage for you. And here is this week's Week in Rage by Proxy.
You have caused me so much pain. You have been a pain in my ass since I was 20 years old. You have scarred me and hurt me both physically and mentally. You've made me cry, and you even made me hate my life at times. You have put me in the hospital more times than I can remember. You have most recently made me miss Riz Live because you put me in the hospital the day before the show. I hate you with every fiber of my being, and unfortunately, you will always be in my life, but I will win this fight, so fuck you, Crohn's disease. You suck. I
that
hate
was,
to hear that.
That yeah. was a hard left turn. I was waiting for piece of shit X or,
yeah.
you know.
That's what I thought for sure. I'm like, dude.
I'll tell you what. When I see these come over, and we get a couple of these of people, you know, saying, you know, F this disease or F this ailment
yeah.
or F this. This is somebody that just needs to vent.
Yeah.
This is somebody that they nobody else will listen to them because they're going to go, okay, you got Crohn's. You could still go here. You could still go there. They don't necessarily get it.
Right.
This is them outletting. This is their outlet. Bring it.
Yeah.
I love these because this is, there's no, you know, there's no, nobody's being malicious
yeah.
here. Nobody wants to go fight somebody.
Yeah,
this is just somebody that's like, I'm fucking pissed and I just want to get this off my chest.
Right. It sucks and I want to say it. Absolutely. Babe, seriously, please clean up your mess when you're done working on your truck. You can't just pile all your shit up in the corner of the porch and expect me to help you clean it up after working 60 hours a week. You're a grown-ass man. Clean up your mess. We're grown-ups. Our partners and us, we should not be making it worse on the other person by not cleaning up after us. We're goddamn grown-ups.
I'm guilty of this sometimes, you know, when it comes to laundry. Instead of putting it in the basket, the hoodie goes right next to the bed, and I hear the huff and the puff when it's grabbed and thrown in the laundry basket. I know I need to be better at it. It sucks. But when it comes to this, it sounds like this is something that goes on and on and
yep.
on and on.
Yeah.
Step up.
Come on,
up,
man.
Do your part.
It's all good.
And it's always nice to leave truck parts out.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
Your house.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sure your wife loves that.
This is to my son. He's 13 and he sucks. He plays video games all day after school. He waits till the last minute to do anything. He leaves every piece of food that he is not supposed to have in his room sit there until we send a hazmat crew in there to clean it up. I love him, but he sucks. Last weekend, I told him that I was going to start taking things away when he didn't do his chores. He replied, "Do it, buddy. Buddy. Oh, boy, I'm writing this to you so I don't punch holes in my walls. I know you have older kids, Donnie. Help me, Jesus." First and foremost, if that kid called me buddy, I would have taken every motherfucking thing in that room and put every motherfucking thing that was in that room into my room or in the goddamn basement. Because that is not, you know,
I'm
what,
not
man?
Your buddy.
For all of the things where Benjamin and I have gotten into some rows, and boy, there has been.
Yeah.
The biggest ones will start with him being disrespectful to me because I don't. Once he does something like that, which has not happened in a long time, thankfully, dude, like, I just start to see red. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just such a fuck you, and it's meant as that. But, yo, man, you are the one that has got to regulate this kid. You are the one that's going to have to go through the unfortunate growing pains and dealing with all of this bullshit. But he's got to take care of his business to be able to do the video games or to do the fun stuff. Yeah. I can't tell you the amount of times that Benjamin had a system taken away, a game taken away, because he didn't get his shit done. It happened a lot, and unfortunately, it was something that we just had to work on and work on and work on. But, man, you can't, buddy.
We've all been 13.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've all been 13. We've all known what it's like and how we feel when we're 13.
Yeah.
It's our world. Fuck everybody else. It's our world.
Right.
I remember when I would get in arguments with my old man when I was 13 or 34, and I would know exactly how to push his buttons. And back then, when I was a kid, all I had to say is, "All right, John." And it was over.
Right.
And it was over. Or if I said anything like, "This family sucks." Game, set, match. Run like hell.
Yeah.
That's what it would be.
See, you got a couple things going on there. You got a 13-year-old, which isn't going to be fun anyway,
right.
Period. But, I mean, you know, man, you got to lay it down sometimes, man. And I mean, dude, the shit doesn't need to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're not a goddamn cruise director, man. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to teach and do things, man, but that...
And I can tell you, with the taking the shit away, you got to take it away.
You got it.
Because I got multiple threats growing up that they were going to take this away and take this away and take this away, and it never really happened. And guess what? I was still an asshole.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely...
You know, I mean...
You could tell they never took anything away.
Thanks, Scott.
I have a big rage big time to you guys. I am so on board with this one. I have to rage big time to you guys. I am so sick and tired of the Cardinals... fans. This time, this team did something amazing in the loss to the National League Championship Series. Talk to me back in May when people already counted this team out. This was fun. Thank you, Cardinals, for baseball in October. I cannot read one more post about Schilt being fired, Goldschmidt being traded, firing every batting coach. Like, just let it go. This was an incredible past couple of months. I had a blast. Smiles in the series against the Braves. I was super bummed being swept, but all good. We'll be just fine. The past 10 years have been amazing. Actually, the past, like, 20 years have been amazing.
Yeah.
We are completely spoiled by this team.
Yes.
And this run to the National League Championship Series proved it. Did it suck getting our asses whooped by the Nationals, yes. And as a matter of fact, I read a stat before I went on the air that the Cardinals' offensive futility in the National League Championship Series was, I believe, the worst in history.
I wouldn't doubt that.
In history.
That,
so
that makes
it
sense.
Sucked. But, dude, like, they win way more often than not.
Yeah.
And, man, I mean, Twitter was going crazy after game 3 and 4. Like, these dudes, like, didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. People forgot that we're in postseason. They're thinking it's the beginning of the year and they look like this.
We're one of the four remaining teams playing baseball.
The Dodgers didn't make it that far, you know?
And they won 147 games or whatever
it
was.
And the
man.
Cubs had, you know, arguably better batters, but they didn't win games.
Dude.
We did.
And
we just went against, I mean, it just happened to be the everyone's best performance of their career.
Yeah, the Nationals are a buzzsaw
pitchers,
right now,
man.
Whoever they play, man,
and
is
Zimmerman,
gonna be in for it.
Holy smokes, that guy needs to be lifted above everyone's shoulders.
No, I'll tell you.
His defense was amazing.
But you know who, in my eyes, was the Cardinal killer? Take out the pitching staff. The Cardinal killer was Adam Eaton.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he was our Ortiz.
He hit like, oh, God, there's a guy on first and second. We're all good here. Oh, double.
Yep.
Cool. Fuck.
A triple.
Right. Well, and dude, I think Anthony Rendon, too. I think I didn't really realize how great of a player that guy was. And I thought that was a really good display for the world. Like, yo, man, this is a guy that's about to make a ton of money.
Can I not say real quick, though, how incredible this is? It sucks that they had to beat the Cardinals to get there, but the fact that they are in the World Series the first year without Bryce Harper is the fucking best.
Oh, it's awesome, dude. It's awesome. And rooting for Max Scherzer, too, man.
I saw Max Scherzer. That's what I was thinking.
I saw a meme that said, like, you know, whatever Bryce Harper's contract was, you know, like 10 years, $330 million, blah, 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 blah. And then it said, watching your old buddies make it to the World Series the first year you're gone, Bryceless.
That's nice, man. You get that on a shirt.
Yeah, I will say I'm guilty, though, of sitting there, because it does affect my mood when we're just getting destroyed, and I get grumpy, but I'm like, man, please let me sign just 1 year contract, because I don't want those guys to feel bad anymore for striking out a whole bunch. Let me go in there and strike out so they don't have to hit. Just give me $400,000 or $475,000 or whatever it is. I will look terrible.
Dude, nobody's saying you can't be grumpy because your favorite team's getting their ass kicked.
But, grumpy.
But dude, it's the whole picture that people ignore.
Yeah, yeah.
Finally, this one is a good one. Thank you for allowing us to rage. I'm raging about my ex-wife, you two-timing shithead. I just don't understand why you thought sleeping with your boss was a good idea. Newsflash, you work at a grocery store. Hooking up with Captain Plastic Bags isn't going to get you far in life at all. So have fun stocking and checking the price on Fig Newtons. I'm better without you. Clean up on aisle whore. Good riddance.
Wow.
Clean up on aisle whore.
Priceless and clean up on aisle
whore. Well, clean up on aisle whore.
So have fun stocking and checking the price on Fig Newtons. That was a nice Fig Newtons
reference.
Fig
Newtons are good.
Too. I am sorry, sir, for your loss, but it feels like, one, this isn't that big of a loss, and for two, boy, you really brought us some humor to a pretty shitty situation. Yeah. So
sure.
Thank
Sorry
you for
about that.
That.
Yeah, thank you very, very much. Donnie, good luck with the Jack White interview tomorrow.
Thank you, ma'am.
I know you're looking forward to it. Have fun. And, hey, maybe I'll see you tonight at the Blues game. Donnie,
yes.
I'm wearing blue, so
look for me. All right, I'll look for you. I'm sure it'll be easy to
find. I'll be blue with the face, okay?
All right, good. I'll have a Blues jersey on. I'm sure nobody else will.
Okay, cool. I'll look for you.
See you, bud.
See you, buddy.
Right, excellent.
Yo, Scott.
Yo, yo.
So I wanted to tell you something real quick. I got an email. And by the way, I'm changing up the music for our friends over at the Baked Bear. But I wanted to tell you an email that I got. Apparently, us talking about you having the Baked Bear at your wedding last week inspired somebody that heard this podcast. They called Colin over at the Baked Bear, and they booked them for their wedding.
No!
Yeah.
Yes,
so you won't be the first
crazy.
One.
Crazy, dang it.
And he actually said that they can bring a hot press to the event, so in cold weather, they can do warm cookies right there on the spot. Can you imagine late night, like 10:30 at your wedding, 10 o'clock, all of a sudden your guests are hungry, they're a little drunk, and they want warm, freshly baked cookies? They could do that at the Baked Bear at your wedding. Whether it be a private party, they could do that. They could do birthday parties. They can do corporate events, weddings. They even... To the CBC Alumni Association Golf Scrambled, they donated an ice cream sandwich party for 25 people. So thank you guys over at the Baked Bear. Go support them. They are a proud supporter of this year podcast, and they are absolutely amazing. They're in the loop. Go after a show and enjoy some amazing food from the Baked Bear. Scott, I don't know about you, but I think I'm ready to get out of here.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I got a whole lot of nothing going on, so I am going to the game. And, again, spoiler alert, this is Thursday. So, if something really cool happens on Friday, we're not going to talk about it.
Dang.
Harlan Williams is in today, and that's fucking great.
Yeah.
He was so funny and cute, and I can't believe he punched Jeff in the face.
That was a good moment. And he got Riz to drink the pee beer.
And he got completely naked.
Which was
wonderful. Awesome.
Yeah. I love seeing... Naked Canadians.
Now, hopefully, all that stuff happens so we don't look like liars. I know you're out and about tomorrow, Friday night. You are out at
the Darkness.
The Darkness.
The Darkness.
In Soulard there, right across from the Soulard's Farmer's
Easy
Market.
Easy access the highway there. Yeah.
Always one of my favorite events to do those out there because all the people in line getting scared, and it's supposed to be a cool little fall night, so that's going to be a whole lot of fun. So go out there and see King Scott.
That's a fun staff, too. They're a great staff. And they're the cool thing about that place is a lot of the guys have been there for years and years, so they're really
good.
Guy
with the ring still proposing to people?
Oh, yeah. And then what's the fellow's name? The tall, clown guy that he is.
Yeah,
he's such a good entertainer. He's he's really talented. He's really fun.
They're really good at it. So go out there, see King Scott, and go get the shit scared out of him.
Yeah.
Also, don't forget to follow us on our socials. You can find the show Riz Wow. That's R-I-Z-Z-W-O-W. You can also find us on the emails and hit us up, wow@1057thepoint.com. Don't forget to utilize that new mic drop feature. I mean, that's a really cool thing. So you don't have to worry about calling in. You just do a little record session there, send it to us. We edit it up, and then we send it over to Riz, and he plays them. So really cool thing there. Also, I hope we see everybody at Eat and Treat. Eat and Treat's going to be a really fun event on Saturday. Weather's shaping out to be pretty nice. Bring the family out there. $5 at the door, cash only. Don't bring any credits or credit cards, whatever the hell you want to call them. But again, that starts at 11, goes till about 4. So that is at Chesterfield Amphitheater. We will be out there on Saturday. Follow King Scott. King Scott rules on the socials. Mine is Patrico1057 on all the socials. And, of course, follow the big show, R-I-Z-Z Show. Anything else, Scott?
I mean, it's just a crazy weekend, and looking forward to seeing you all at Eat and Treat. It's going to be awesome.
Yep, that's it. So, all right, well, I'm out of here. You're out of here. We're out of here. Everybody's out of here. Bye!
Oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
The Rizzuto Show.
Worst of the week.